Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Mike Coates here with more jazz, blues and swing to complete the second hour of Swing Time for Tuesday, the 11th of November 2025. Pianist Wynton Kelly opened the second part of the show with his own composition, Pot Luck. His accompanists were Paul Chambers on bass and Philly Joe Jones on drums. It was recorded in New York City on the 27th of April 1960. There may be some confusion over the next selection, which is titled Bill, Not Phil, as there is neither a Bill or a Phil in the lineup of musicians on this track. All is revealed, however, when we see that the piece was composed by Bill Harris. Not Phil Harris, who was riding high in the popular musical charts of the day due to his enthusiasm to save a particular tree which was in danger of being chopped down. In fact, it was a tree of refuge for him. Interesting to hear Red Mitchell, who we normally associate as a bass player, playing piano on this track. Here is Bill, Not Phil, played by the Jim Hall Trio. Red Mitchell, as I said, on piano, Jim Hall on bass, and Jim Hall on guitar and Red Kelly on bass. It was recorded in Los Angeles between the 1st and 3rd of April 1960. And here is Bill, Not Phil. Thank you. I would like to think that there is a personal family connection to the next quite well-known musical composition. Well, at least it is linked with a popular radio show, so that's something that I have in common with it. So, although A. Coates, that's with an E, did formulate the music, unfortunately, it wasn't an uncle Eric of mine that was responsible. Gene Krupa is in charge of the entertainment and hopefully will be bringing us drinks under the palm tree as well as the music. This is Sleepy Lagoon, played by the Gene Krupa Quartet, Eddie Shue, alto and tenor, Bobby Scott on piano, John Drew bass, and Gene Krupa, of course, at the drums. Recorded in New York City on the 10th of March 1955, this is Somebody's Uncle Eric's Sleepy Lagoon.
Mm-hmm.
Drinks have not arrived up here, so I hope you are suitably refreshed at home. Although that last track was recorded in Los Angeles, I don't tend to regard Gene Krupa as a West Coast jazzman. Whereas, the record on the turntable now, with one exception, comprises some well-known West Coast names. Although the group leader here was not particularly well known for organising recording sessions, when I tell you it is tenor man Bob Cooper and other instruments, then there can be no misunderstanding that Bob Cooper was not experienced in the recording studio. They play here Easy Living, and they star-studded, and I think that's a not unreasonable way of explaining the group here, consisted of Conti Candoli, Don Fager Quest, and Pete Candoli on trumpets, Frank Rossellino, and Johnny Halliburton trombones, Bob Cooper, as I mentioned, on tenor, Lou Levy is the pianist, Victor Feldman, who certainly domiciled himself on the West Coast, but we all know originated in Britain on Vibes, Max Bennett bass, and the well-known West Coast drummer Mel Lewis at the kit. Again recorded in Los Angeles, 26th or 27th of August 1957. Here they play Easy Living. Thank you. Bob Cooper, one of those talented multi-instrument maestros who have expanded the range of instruments now used in jazz performances. It's not only the actual performers who command a hearing on Swing Time. We also have to remember to find a place for those who specialise in providing arrangements for groups large and small. My big band track today allows us to tug the forelock to an individual who has provided charts for such as Benny Goodman and Stan Getz. Eddie Sauter, it's nice to be able to present Mr. Sauter with a colleague and replicating one of those classic arrangements which he did, in this instance for Benny Goodman. The track is Benny Rides Again, and it's played by the Sauter Finnegan Orchestra. A mixed bag of individuals, some names not so well known, as opposed to names that are exceedingly well known. Here we have Al DeRisi, Joe Ferranti, and Doc Severinsen on trumpets, Sonny Russo, Rex Pier playing trombones, Tom Mitchell, bass tuba, and Jay McInstair on conventional tuba. Walt Levinsky is the clarinet player who also takes the solo on our track coming up next, with Phil Woods on alto. Al Klink and Al Block play tenors. Gene Allen, baritone sax. The pianist is Lou Stein. Mundell Lowe, guitar. Nancy Houghton is a harp player, which is not an instrument that we frequently expose on Swing Time. Georges de Vivier is the bass player, Don LeMond on drums, with a percussion man called Joe Venuto, with Eddie Sauter and Bill Finnegan arranging and directing the group. This was recorded on the 18th of March 1958, and it's Benny Rides Again.
Thank you.
The original Benny Rides Again first appeared on a broadcast made on the 13th of November 1940. That's virtually 85 years ago this week. Benny Rides Again. This is Mike Coates presenting Swing Time, broadcast on Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. I've remarked before on Swing Time about those individuals who frequent the periphery of the jazz scene, and whilst they don't actually perform the music, do much to ensure that what music is available is put before us. Certainly the shakers, if not the makers, of our music. One such individual was English critic Stanley Dance, and an early success that Stanley had was a venture into the arranging and supervision of a series of recordings which sort of set down and underlined what was meant in the word that he himself devised, mainstream. Here is a selection from one of the sessions he arranged, quite well-known sessions known as the Felstead Sessions. The title of this track is Bear Wallow, which seemingly is a suburb of Memphis. The leader is Buster Bailey, and we have on trumpet Herman Autry, Vic Dickinson trombone, Buster Bailey playing clarinet, Hilton Jefferson tenor, Red Richards pianist, Gene Ramey bass, and Jimmy Crawford drums. It was recorded in New York City on the 27th of February 1958. This is Bear Wallow. An interesting inclusion to that lineup was Herman Autry, who senior Swing Time listeners will remember as a long-time trumpeter with Fats Waller. As I mentioned earlier, the title, Bear Wallow, is of a suburb of Memphis. Buster Bailey didn't think that Bear Wallow was such a bad neighbourhood, although there was many fights and much gambling. The drummer on the session, Jimmy Crawford, tended to agree. There were never more than four or five bodies found in the streets every morning. Some place, Bear Wallow. And to complete a trio of clarinet memories, Benny Goodman, Buster Bailey, a clarinetist I always like to feature is Irving Fazola, 10th of December 1912 to the 20th of March 1949. This is a recording he made for Harry Lim's Keynote label. We will certainly remember Sweet Lorraine, played by Irving Fazola's Dixielanders. Tony Delmardo on trumpet. Julian Lane, a man who certainly crops up in the tales of old New Orleans, on trombone. Irving Fazola, as mentioned, on clarinet. Steve Giratano on tenor. Pete Loudeman on tenor. Pete Loudeman on piano. Bunny Francis on bass, and Charlie Duke on drums. Recorded in New Orleans, 24th of October 1945. Sweet Lorraine. You may guess, I'm including that track as my classic disc for today. To close the show, a selection from an album simply called Having Fun. And it seems to me that taking into account a couple of the tracks that colleague John played, that Having Fun really sums up what the musicians, certainly a number of the musicians, found in their playing, which has occurred on Swing Time today. And most certainly it's something that we hope from time to time comes through your loudspeakers with some great jazz. John and I expect to be back next week between 1 and 3pm and we're going out with a duo from me. The duo being J. McShann on piano and Major Holly on bass. It was recorded at the Café des Copains in Toronto on the 26th of November 1986 and the vocalist is J. McShann and he gives us his interpretation of All of Me. So, enjoy the jazz and remember, do take good care out there.
Take all of me, can't you see I'm no good without you? Won't you take my arms, never gonna use them, oh. Take my lips, I'll never need them. Yeah, now you're goodbye, left me with the eyes that cry. How can I go on, dear, without you? Now you took the part that was my heart. Yeah, now why not take all of me? Yeah, 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 yeah.